Welcome to episode 398 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. One of the most profound and eternally significant questions in the Bible was posed by an unbeliever. Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, who handed Jesus over to be crucified, turned to Jesus in his final hour and said, "What is truth?" It was a rhetorical question, a cynical response to what Jesus had just revealed in John 18, verse 37. "You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into this world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." Pilate's question was dismissive. 2,000 years later, many people share Pilate's cynicism. We now live in a time of phishing scams, catfishing, clickbait, propaganda, spin, alternative facts, and fake news. Whole industries have been developed to fabricate, obfuscate, confuse, and deceive. Some say truth is a power play, a meta-narrative constructed by the elite for the purpose of controlling the ignorant masses. To some, truth is subjective, the individual world of preference and opinion. Others believe truth is a collective judgment, the product of cultural consensus, and still others flatly deny the concept of truth altogether. So what is truth? In defining truth, it is first helpful to note what truth is not. Truth is not simply whatever works. This is the philosophy of pragmatism, an ends versus means type approach. In reality, lies can appear to work, but they are still lies and not the truth. Truth is not simply what is coherent or understandable. A group of people can get together and form a conspiracy based on a set of falsehoods where they all agree to tell the same false story, but it does not make their presentation true. Truth is not what makes people feel good. Unfortunately, bad news can be true. Truth is not what the majority says is truth. More than 50% of a group can reach a wrong conclusion. Truth is not what is comprehensive. A lengthy, detailed presentation can still result in a false conclusion. Truth is not defined by what is intended. Good intentions can still be wrong. Truth is not how we know. Truth is what we know. Truth is not simply what is believed. A lie believed is still a lie. Truth is not what is publicly proved. A truth can be privately known, for example, the location of buried treasure. The Greek word for truth is aletheia, which literally means to unhide or hiding nothing. It conveys the thought that truth is always there, always open and available for all to see, with nothing being hidden or obscured. The Hebrew word for truth is emeth, which means firmness, constancy, and duration. Such a definition implies an everlasting substance and something that can be relied upon. Here's a simple definition drawn from what the Bible teaches. Truth is that which is consistent with the mind, will, character, glory, and being of God. Even more to the point, truth is the self-expression of God. That is the biblical meaning of truth. Because the definition of truth flows from God, truth is theological. Truth is also ontological, which is a fancy way of saying it is the way things really are. Reality is what it is because God declared it so and made it so. Therefore, God is the author, source, determiner, governor, arbiter, ultimate standard, and final judge of all truth. The Old Testament refers to the Almighty as the God of truth. When Jesus said of himself, "I am the truth," he was thereby making a profound claim about his own deity. He was also making it clear that all truth must ultimately be defined in terms of God and his eternal glory. After all, as Hebrews 1 verse 3 tells us, Jesus is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of his person. He is truth incarnate, the perfect expression of God, and therefore the absolute embodiment of all that is true. Jesus also said that the written word of God is truth. It does not merely contain nuggets of truth. It is pure, unchangeable, and inviolable truth that, according to Jesus in John 10, verse 35, cannot be broken. praying to his heavenly Father on behalf of his disciples, Jesus said this in John 17, verse 17, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." Moreover, as the Apostle Peter points out in 1 Peter 1, verse 23, the word of God is eternal truth, which lives and abides forever. Of course, there cannot be any discord or difference of opinion between the written word of God, Scripture, and the incarnate word of God, Jesus. In the first place, truth by definition cannot contradict itself. Second, Scripture is called the word of Christ. It is his message, his self-expression. In other words, the truth of Christ and the truth of the Bible are of the very same character. They are in perfect agreement in every respect. Both are equally true. God has revealed himself to humanity through Scripture and through his Son. Both perfectly embody the essence of what truth is. Yes, the Bible also says God reveals basic truths about himself in nature. Psalm 19 verse 1 says that the heavens declare his glory. His other invisible attributes, such as his wisdom, power, and beauty, are on constant display in what he has created. Knowledge of him is inborn in the human heart, and a sense of the moral character and loftiness of his law is implicit in every human conscience. During the 6 trials of Jesus, the contrast between the truth, righteousness, and lies, unrighteousness, was unmistakable. There stood Jesus, the truth, being judged by those whose every action was bathed in lies. The Jewish leaders broke nearly every law designed to protect a defendant from wrongful conviction. They fervently worked to find any testimony that would incriminate Jesus, and in their frustration, they turned to false evidence brought forward by liars. But even that could not help them reach their goal. So they broke another law and forced Jesus to implicate himself. Once in front of Pilate, the Jewish leaders lied again. They convicted Jesus of blasphemy, but since they knew that wouldn't be enough to coax Pilate to kill Jesus, they claimed Jesus was challenging Caesar and was breaking Roman law by encouraging the crowds to not pay taxes. Pilate quickly detected their superficial deception, and he never even addressed the charge. Jesus, the truth, Jesus, the righteous, was being judged by the unrighteous. The sad fact is that the latter always persecutes the former. It's why Cain killed Abel. The link between truth and righteousness and between falsehood and unrighteousness is demonstrated by a number of examples in the New Testament. 2 Thessalonians 2 verses 9 to 12. When the wicked one appears, Satan will pretend to work all kinds of miracles, wonders, and signs. Lost people will be fooled by his evil deeds. They could be saved, but they will refuse to love the truth and accept it. So God will make sure they are fooled into believing a lie. All of them will be punished because they would rather do evil than believe the truth. Romans 1 verse 18, "For God does not overlook sin, and the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who in their wickedness suppress and stifle the truth." Romans 2 verses 6 to 8, "God will reward each of us for what we have done. He will give eternal life to everyone who has patiently done what is good in the hope of receiving glory, honor, and life that lasts forever. But he will show how angry and furious he can be with every selfish person who rejects the truth and wants to do evil." And 1 Corinthians 13 verses 5 to 6, "Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth." Pilate was looking directly at the origin of all truth on that early morning almost 2,000 years ago. Not long before being arrested and brought to the governor, Jesus had made this simple statement, "I am the truth," which is a rather incredible statement. How could a mere man be the truth? He couldn't be, unless he was more than a man, which is actually what he claimed to be. The fact is, Jesus' claim was validated when he rose from the dead. We are studying the New Testament to have a deeper understanding of Jesus, who is the truth. Father, we are so thankful that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Help us to live such that we love the truth and are guided by it at all times. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.